Jesus revealed to Stefania Fula Horak, an incredible Polish mystic, unbelievable things about purgatory, things that are rarely detailed in other visions of purgatory. He shows her these different circles of suffering. In today's video, we will go through seven of them. And in all of these things that you're going to hear, you're going to hear defects that you have that you weren't aware of that you need to purify. And see, this is what's incredible, that this could be shown to you so that you can start working on that here and be purified here so that you can avoid that suffering in purgatory later, but also have an incredibly more fulfilling and happy life. This is part two of this video series. The first part will be linked at the very end of the video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. The circle of loneliness. All those who thoughtlessly searched for movement, fun, and bustle during their lifetime are getting tired and exhausted here, and who therefore never had time to think about the value of the soul, who squander the precious short period of earthly life on empty matters, trivial, worthless, and therefore evil and sinful. In absolute solitude, they are now thinking about the miserable emptiness, hours and years lost in this way. They would like to someone to share with someone the torment, perhaps to feel someone's presence next to you from all sides. However, they are surrounded only by immeasurable, bottomless, hopeless emptiness and loneliness. They are like in an empty house with no windows and no doors, and they are not sure if they'll get out of it someday. A circle of crowd torment. Unlike the circle of solitude, there will be the souls of those who are behind. They avoided life or despised people and gave nothing of themselves. Those who from their own and other people's damage sought solitude, listening only to their own experiences and feelings. Those who, for example, avoided the services of the Holy Mass because of too much closeness. Those who could share gifts with others of their own mind, they retreated in silence, stingy and greedy for themselves. You who out of comfort, laziness, and unwillingness to serve their neighbors in any way, they clothe themselves in the narrow circle of their own thoughts and affairs. Those who above all valued false peace, not wanting to understand the duty of social love of neighbor. These are therefore the souls of people who passively, rather than actively, sinned. People who seemingly did nothing wrong, yet from a haughty, contemptuous, selfish, and stingy greed for themselves, they also did not do as much good as they could do. Now their souls are in constant anxiety and movement. Nowhere a quiet corner. Nowhere loneliness. Crowds cluster, swarms of souls longing for silence, which they take away from each other. Eyes looking everywhere, everywhere someone's presence. Attention everywhere from someone else. Movement, bustle, commotion, movement. Bustle, constant, restless torment and tiredness. The circle of desire. The souls of those who lived in impure sin, who quenched their bodily thirst, deviations and debauchery with full awareness of the abomination, their own actions they have to think about voluntarily closing for themselves, the way to the source of the living water. They are burned by a terrible, unquenchable thirst for purity. They feel dirty, tainted, sloppy, and are tired of suffocating disgust for themselves. They would like to wash clean, rinse of this dirt, and everything around is dry, hot, and hostile. These people drank during their lives from dirty springs. They have to, for so long then, purify with suffering before they can drink from what is pure. Circle of delusion. In this circle, there are souls of people who lived whims and who were constantly looking for new experiences. There will be souls of people who did not want to get to know or touch the simplest everyday duties of real life, creating some artificial experience, unprofitable, without benefit to them or anyone else. Now their souls will have to continue to experience burning swarms, wander among the fruitless, the search for important values and meaning, to get entangled in foolishness and meaninglessness, and the already properly evaluated confusion of their own artificiality. circle of deceiving hopes. Here are the souls of people who have not kept their word or promise in their lives, who raised vain hopes in others who had a lot of good resolutions, opportunities, and impulses, and never out of carelessness they brought them to the end, who put off improvement for later as well as a good real prayer. They are tired in this circle with the hope of an imminent liberation. It seemed that they are already coming to the end of their torment, that at any moment it would be open, full of happiness in front of them, that only a hand to extend, a couple steps to take, and suddenly they will feel at the very bottom of doubt and despair. It will repeat itself over and over again, always the same hope and always this one. The profession itself, intense as if on a glass or a perpendicular wall, powerless removal to the very bottom. They will not be able to stop this torment. Countless times they will start it from the beginning, and countless times will meet them disappointment. It will repeat it until the last one is erased. The smallest guilt of this period, the circle of proper penance. This is the most extensive circle, if you can call it that way, the circle by which all souls who have to go through with something to atone, just like in other circles, the soul suffered over its own damage, delay because of its own happiness. She was tired of her own pain, and with the help of concepts that she alone could cause torment, step by step it gained purification. So here, in the circle of proper penance, suffering for everything once again, she already remembers it without a trace. All that remains is a full, perfect understanding of neglected duties before God. The soul sees here accurately and painfully, experiences with memory day after day, moment after moment, thought after thought, once again all your life, not a single sinful twitch will remain. The heart will not be spared her unless it has already been atoned. The soul now sees clearly every moment when it could have turned back from the bad roads, distinguishes the lights with which God showed her all the vanity of her actions. She understands that with her free will she chose things that offended God and placed God far away, being able to do what would turn around at the cost of a small effort and thought to God's glory. The soul already sees clearly what a person sometimes dares to doubt during life, namely that everyone will receive a sufficient amount of light and strength from the Creator, never to offend Him. And so with inexorable consistency and clarity, they move before our eyes of our souls, images of our own lives with nothing unsuppressed. Understanding already understands holiness, beauty, sweetness, power, perfection, and God's justice, which she insulted. Cleansed in previous circles with all that is personal, melted by suffering, leached by torment from all earthly inflows. Here's the thought before His Creator and the Lord, suffering most of all the insult to His eternal perfection. The more subtle, the more rewarded, the closer her attitude to God could be, the easier it could be for her to comprehend His affairs, the greater the pain and despair. About the torment of shame and grief, what a soul here goes through, nothing can give any idea. If she could die, she would die in this circle. If she could go crazy, she would go crazy here. And only when the last fault, the last shortcomings, the last most secret thought will become the most perfect regret and its motives purified, the soul then passes to the last circle of purgatory, to the sphere of indifference, circle of indifference. What relief, what happiness, what inconceivable grace seems to the soul when finally, after passing all her proper circles of repentance, then they will get here. This gives the best idea of the degree of previous suffering, that it seems to be a grace for her, that they, as if don't feel anything, welcomes this circle like a survivor flowing with the last of its strength, welcoming to this saving island. A circle in which one does not suffer but waits, and although you don't know how long this wait will continue, you don't suffer because of it. Some souls will stay here until, if you could say so, they will not rest after the last agony and will not gain the strength to enter the first circle of heaven. The souls of other people, having already taken the entire punishment, are still waiting here without suffering until someone repairs on earth what they have destroyed, or neglected in their lives. And so, for example, there will be priests here who celebrated Mass unworthily and with absent-mindedness. They are waiting for someone on earth to piously send them away for the souls of such unjust, careless priests. There are also those who made a fortune on human tears and harm during their lifetime, until someone fixes the evil for them, or if it were possible, in the intention, the culprit will not fulfill the merciful deed of equal weight that was done once as harm. The souls of these people will go to the next circle only when the earth will be extinguished by all the consequences of their error. The souls of writers who write works against God's laws will wait here until anyone on earth will no longer take inspiration against the glory of God. Such an expensive action of the penitent soul, however, can take place on place and clear with God's indulgence and only from the circle of indifference. Sometimes such waiting souls can be brought higher, fervent and full sacrifices, deeds and prayers of living people who, with full awareness for this and not another soul, they destine their sacrifice. In this circle, there are still such souls which, thanks to the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the request of her patron or prayers, and the deeds of the living people, God shortened the time of the previous circles. This, the quality of punishment, has been somehow changed from a shorter and more painful one for a longer and milder one, in which they will last until their full maturation and purification, allowing them to pass into the first circle of heaven. A soul who receives such an amnesty and had previously passed from a more severe circle of indifference, she sees and knows exactly everything she was yet to suffer and what her, without any self-merit, was erased. And although the stage is no longer what she is experiencing, just realizing what was still waiting for her and from what she was saved from moves her to be grateful to those who pray for her and obtained an earlier deliverance. There are people who believe that if someone made a good confession and then dies, enters the kingdom of heaven. However, they are wrong. Purgatory is a place not only of purification, but also of maturation. For those who during their lifetime, by negligence or disregard of internal inspiration, did not develop spiritually, such they must begin their further development in purgatory and suffer until suffering will not develop the ability to embrace and therefore experience a peak of happiness for centuries designated for them by the good God. They did not want to mature during life. They have to sometimes for centuries to mature only after death. For this reason, good people, self-sacrificing, ethical activists, noble people, etc., if the motive for their actions was not primarily the love of God, despite numerous actions, even great, but from different motives of deeds, first they will have to learn to love God in purgatory, and only then will they see God. The basis of the settlement on the other side will not only be what the man has done, bad or good, but also whether he fulfilled all the good that he could fulfill during life. Everything, therefore, that will be missing to the maximum of God's requirements according to the soul's wages, and everything that will exceed God's maximum forbearance according to the law of the body, the soul must make up for it in purgatory, or make up for it with the torment. Very few souls will avoid purgatory, although anyone could avoid it if people wanted to realize quite clearly that everything, even the smallest sin, must be consciously atoned for here or there, with goodwill during life, accepting moral or physical suffering, humble and trusting submission to God's will, is the most tolerable form of repentance for all shortcomings of his laws and the easiest way to gain happiness after death. Suffering for penance during life is proof of our goodwill, and for the same God and his grace demands for the same sin lighter and shorter repentance than he would demand it in purgatory. It could be compared with a decimal weight. Who wants to atone for his guilt during his life? Maybe even put small weights on this side, and then they will prevail on that side. Just as a small merit, even on earth, has in purgatory 10 times the value, on the same decimal weight, however, weighs God and human faults. For every here unrepented sin will have to be put there on a much heavier stake, punishment to equalize the weight. because those who will postpone repentance to force suffering and purgatory do not use any relief from God's mercy. How wonderfully great is the power of the consciously accepted and God-sacrificed suffering, and how well they will understand it after death, you all who, even in the saving pain of God, man and martyrdom of his followers, they see only mystical madness. According to others, raising suffering to the dignity of merit is only a brilliant invention of Jesus of Nazareth. The souls of purgatory can do nothing more for themselves except that they suffer. Suffering is their only prayer, work, and pathway to get closer to their goal. My friends, if this video has helped you in any way, please subscribe and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.